Welcome to Shomar Shov on the Daf. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Kuf Yud in the final Daf of the Masechta. Masechta Menachas, Mincha, Loshon, gift you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara comes and ends the Masechta and tells us, Lo yamarti alechem zivchu, kedi shetoyim ha'aseh ritzonoi v'aseh ritzoni. One should not give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, well, I'll give him something and he'll give me something back. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself. And that concludes what the Gemara said before. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need the food. You don't need to come and feed me, so to speak. So I don't need the korbanos. So what you're doing is for your own benefit, not for me. Now, l'chora, this needs beer. Because we know, we saw in Masechet Zvachim, the six things you have kavana when you bring korbanos, and one of them is l'shem nechoyach. What is nechoyach? Nachas ruach lefonei shamarti v'naaseh ritzoni. Shmuch has nachas ruach when whatever he says is done. And we do have a concept of avoida tzorich gavoya, that avoida comes and fulfills the need, so to speak, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created for a person to come and do an avoida. So what does it mean that you're not doing it for me, you're doing it for yourself? So the simple explanation is, the Ramchal, in the beginning of the Das Tfunis, and in other places, he explains that why do we have the whole avoida in this world? Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put us directly into Olam Haba. But if a person will reach Olam Haba without earning it, so it's considered to be Nahama de Kisufa. It's a free bread. It's embarrassing. You want to earn your living. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world for us to earn our living in Olam Haba. So the simple way to look at it is that this avoida that we're doing was created for us. He doesn't really need the avoida, but he's doing it for us to earn something. Somebody who has a friend, he wants to support his friend. So in order to support him in a respectful way, he creates a job for him. He doesn't really need him to do that job. But he may give him something to do just for him to feel, just for the friend to feel that he's accomplishing something. But if the friend will come to him and say, well, I want now a bonus because I'm doing such a great job, so he's going to tell him, I don't really want to give you a bonus because I don't really need the job at all. The whole job is a favor for you. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to do an avoido in order to accomplish something and earn our living in Olam Haba. We should not feel that we're doing him a favor. We're doing it for ourselves. This avoida is for us to earn something. It should not be embarrassing. That's the stage one of how to understand this Gemara. But Yoyser Be'oimik, in a more deeper way, the Ramchal himself, in the Das Tfunis Chelek Beis, that's what it's called, and other parts of his Sfarim, he tells us something, and that's what I heard the explanation from my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir Zetzal. That in a deeper way, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants from the world is not just to give us good, but the main tachlis of the world is Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem means is to bring the whole world to be V'hoyo Hashem L'mecha Kol Haaretz P'yom Yeh Hashem Echod U'Shmo Echod. To combine all the different details of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just saw a few days ago that's the idea of a korban, is lekarev, to connect together all the separate parts of the world. And that is the tachlis of the whole world, to get to Yichud Hashem Be'emes. Part of that is the fact that we get Olam Haba. Because what is the tachlis of Olam Haba? Tzadikim yoishim v'neni miziv ha'shchino. We sit down in Olam Haba and we enjoy the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Az tisanek al Hashem. The ultimate oinig is the connection, being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Ramchal tells us, en lecha oinig godol mizeh, that's the biggest tainug possible, that full yichud. Mimeilu, whenever we have a voido, nachas ruach lefonesh, ma'amarti v'nasa retzoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is what I want. I want the world to connect, and to bring yichud Hashem to the world. But in our Gemara, what is the person saying? The person is saying, ha'eser retzoyin v'yaser retzoyin. I'll do what he wants, and he will do what I want. Meaning, I'm different than him. I'm not one with Yichud Hashem. I have my own needs and my own things that I want. He's separating himself from being part of Yichud Hashem. If a person goes around and says, I have something different than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, I'm going to do for him what he needs, and then he will take care of me. So it means you're not part of Avodah, you're not part of Yichud Hashem. The ultimate Yichud Hashem is that whatever you're doing, everything you're eating, everything you're working, everything what a person is doing for himself is all for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all for Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Messiah Hashem tells us, that the ultimate kedusha that you can get to, as every single thing that person does, is l'shem shamayim. That is the ultimate yichud Hashem. So you may have that subshad in our Gemara. Because Baruch Hu wants the world to be misyachet elov. That is nachas ruach lefonai. But when a person says, I'm doing something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu so he can do something for me, that by definition means he's not part of yichud Hashem. So in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that Avodah is not really for me. It's all for you, for your benefit. I don't want anything without Avodah. And with this we conclude the Shur Machshava Shurim and Meseches Menaches. B'siyata Dishmayu, B'schus HaRamim, we're able to have a shir in every single daf of Meseches Menaches. How do Allah Meseches Menaches? How do Allah Meseches Menaches? We should be zoiche to continue the shiurim on the entire Shas. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.